California could tip the balance. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The presidential race may be a toss-up, but California's Proposition 64 is looking like a landslide. Proposition 64 would make California the fifth state to legalize pot, and the latest poll shows that 58% of California voters are in favor of it. That would triple the number of Americans with access to legal pot. And CBS correspondent Maria Villarreal found that the cannabis merchants are ready.
115 new California businesses have joined the National Cannabis Industry Association. And at a cannabis job fair earlier this spring, thousands lined up for a chance to be a part of this budding industry.
Budding indeed. Which brings us to potential consequences, one of which is clearly bad puns. But also, there was a warning about what's happened in other states from Kevin Sabet with a group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
In Colorado, we've seen an increase in poisonings, an increase in emergency room accidents, an increase in fatal car crashes. I think over time, as we count those costs, they become tremendous and they overwhelm any tax revenue you would get from legalizing the drug.
But there is a lot of tax revenue to overwhelm. Supporters point out that the 15% tax on retail pot could bring in $7 billion a year for the state of California. And then, of course, there's the biggest issue of all, which is once a state with a population of close to 39 million makes pot legal, what's the point of a federal ban? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.